Caitlin Clark is bringing this money, these sponsorships, we hope, into the league, and other players will benefit from it. But I do think that she is more relatable to more people because she's white, because she's attractive. And unfortunately, there still is that stigma of against the LGBTQ plus community. 70% of the WNBA is black. A third of the players are in the LGBTQ plus community. And we have to do something about that stigma in this country. I think that people have a problem with basketball playing women that are lesbian.
Holy balls, I love it when you lefty shitheads eat each other alive. Here you've got, I don't remotely give a fuck about basketball. I sure the hell don't care about women's basketball. But this is hilarious. Here you've got this chick over here, Caitlin Clark, who the left loves talking about, especially women, because you'll see, we watch all the sports involved. Look at all of the home runs Caitlin Clark scored. So they've been screaming out about this now for months. This is the Taylor Swift of sports over here. And it has nothing to do with sports, by the way. She's a lightning rod for ugly lefty chicks to pretend that they care a lot about sports to somehow stick it in the craw of your blonde blump supporters over there. That's what you guys are interested in. You're interested in upsetting men. You're upsetted in upsetting perceived Donald Trump supporters when in reality, nobody cares over here. It's just hilarious. It's fucking stupid. Is the woman talented? She scores a lot of points. She's the highest scorer in women's college basket hoops. Again, it's women's college basket hoops. It's not like she's playing against people who are actually good at the sport. So I don't care how many points she scores or how many field goals she punches through. So anyway, now you've got these angry lefty race baiting chicks. And they're like, well, you white liberal women only like Caitlin Clark because she's white and straight. You mean all of these flaming left-wing goofballs with their pussy hats and their Joe Biden boxes of fucking wine are racist? You see, you'll always be a racist, man. It doesn't matter how flaming left you are, how dumb you are. You're over there watching fucking football games because Taylor Swift is in the stands. Boy, you got way too much free goddamn time, by the way. Take that, blah, blah, supporter. I've got a Travis Kelce jersey. It's got to make you so mad. It's got to make you so mad. Oh, my God, Taylor Swift. Oh, my God, it's got to make you so mad. No, actually, we don't give a fuck. We're busy. We're laughing at you. Don't mistake us laughing at you for us being afraid of you, scared of you, intimidated by you. You're a bunch of fucking worthless goofballs, which is why you anger watch sports, you dumb idiots. And now, congratulations, the left-hand side's calling you racist. You're a racist. This is Breitbart over here, ABC shithead hosted. It was the dumbest fucker on TV. This chick is the AOC of The View, boys. And that's saying a lot because everybody on The View is a fucking moron. ABC's hosting. Caitlin Clark is more relatable to more people because she's white. Okay, listen. This country is 60% white people, right? I like how black people will take the side of a fucking fentanyl head. a career criminal fentanyl head selling narcotics to his own community. They'll take that dude's side because he's fucking black. And then they assume that white people do the same. I don't give a shit what color she is. Like, I'm fine with Gavin Newsom being a criminal because he's a white dude. That's not how any of this works. The country's 60% white. And if you're supposed to stick... all these other races, the Hispanics, the Asians, the blacks, they're all very much sticking to the race. And then these lefty white chicks, if they like Caitlin Clark, they're racist. That's interesting. You only like her because she's white. She's more relatable because she's white. Well, she's 60% of the country is white. Yeah, that is relatable. She later on goes, well, that's privilege then. Caitlin Clark is benefiting from being white and from being straight and from being tall. I'm sitting there going, it's the women's NBA. It's the WNBA. I mean, this is madness. By the way, doesn't she suck in the women's WNBA, by the way? People were playing clips of this chick getting fucking trashed around on the court. But here's CNN or ABC. CNN, what's the fucking difference? ABC's legal analyst, Sunny Hostin, said on Wednesday the view that Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark was more relatable to more people because she's white. Well, statistically, that would be true, though. What you're saying is fucking stupid. Yeah, okay. If 60% of the country is white and she's white, wouldn't you be more... Listen, if you have dreadlocks or listen to rap and you're a white person, that's considered cultural appropriation, right? So you're not even allowed. You're not allowed to relate to anything outside of your own skin color. And then when you do relate to someone within your own skin color, then you're called a racist by these fucking people. Fuck these idiots. Whoopi Goldberg chimes in, and then this host and idiot goes, quote, I've been playing basket hoops since I can remember. I played the basket hoops with my dad in Harlem. I was from Harlem. I'm super black. I was from Harlem. I was 5 years old. So I remember loving the game, and the game not necessarily loving women back, right? Yes. Yes. It has nothing to do with the game not loving women back, by the way. It has everything to do with the fact that women, who are 51% of the world's goddamn population, don't watch sports. You don't love women. You won't watch Captain Marvel movies. You won't buy Captain Marvel comic books. You won't watch women's basketball. You won't watch women's soccer. Right? It's not the men's sports fans' responsibility to continue subsidizing shit that nobody's watching. You won't watch it. You're 51% of the world's population. You won't watch it. Then she later on says, listen, she's got pretty privilege. She's got tall privilege. She's got white privilege. Everything. There's a lot of things called privilege. We have to acknowledge that. So part of it's race, because you think about Brittany Griner of the world. Why did she have to go play in Russia? Nobody liked Brittany Griner because she hated America. She kneeled during the national anthem, and she hated America, and she brought drugs to Russia. And this dipshit administration had to rescue her instead of a Marine. This dipshit DEI woke fucking administration said, we have to get the black, some people would say a chick, basket hoops drug addict out of Russia, because we can't get the straight white male Marine out of Russia. That won't play well with our fucking base. So they left a straight white male Marine because of perceived optics. That's insane. That's insane. This chick kneeled during the national anthem. She hates this country. She shits on this country. And I'm using she with air quotes. Has nothing to do with anything. Has anything to do with race. And this chick over here, again, congratulations, lefty white chicks out there. You like this chick over here? Congratulations. You're a racist now, according to Sunny Hostin. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the videos. We're telling you kept to date with lefties eating their own. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.